Many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, Radio BAM 28 Faction. I'm here with Shit Goose, Chad I. Ginsburg, and Mohawk.
Yeah.
And I was watching Storage Wars. Do you know, like, those auctioneer dudes, like, they're like trained to do it. Like, why can't they just be like, all right, do we have 70 bucks? All right, now we have 100 bucks. No, they have to be like, and 77, 75, 75, 75, blah, blah, blah. Play. Fucking ridiculous. I can't even understand it.
You bet.
Do we go to dealer auctions? Man, I used to hear this every Wednesday at Mannheim.
They make, I don't understand this.
You bet.
Yeah, they sell cars. Yeah, like cars. Barrett Jackson auto shows.
Every Wednesday.
My dad would do that.
It just
Bam, doesn't your mom go to auctions all the time? Do they do that at antique ones?
Yeah.
Jesus.
God,
it makes
like,
no sense.
Yeah. Like, why can't they just... I can't even understand. I wouldn't even... If I went, I wouldn't know... Like, if I put my hand up, I wouldn't know how much to just bet for.
Yeah, what did he just
like,
say? Like,
he said... 59. Like, just say $950. Yeah. All right, now we have 1,000. Like, why do they have to talk like that?
Because he keeps repeating the number in case somebody missed it. Until the number goes up.
When you say it... At Mach 20.
Yeah. It's like the Micro Machines man doing
it. Did I hear Myrtle Beach in there? And what the hell's a little Myrtle Beach?
Bare minimum.
Phone bar.
Wow. He sold it. 1,000.
Yeah.
And 1,000. Yeah. Myrtle Beach.
You bet.
You bet.
How does anyone know?
Four heifers left.
The hell.
That's pretty damn funny.
So, is what's not funny is I can't book anything anywhere because...
Book flights?
Do things at last minute.
No, I have to do everything fucking last minute, which drives me nuts because the price is way higher. And, like, I never been on a cruise besides from Finland to Sweden, which was fun, but it's
when
only...
When we played?
Yeah, I mean, I've been on that a bunch of times. But,
right.
But besides that, I've never been on, like, a Royal Caribbean cruise, and I always wanted to go on one. So what do? I book one for, like, 2 months ahead of time, and of course, like... You know, if I'm under contract with Paramount or whatever, or if I have an opportunity for, like, you know, to do a cameo for Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is one of my favorite shows, well, that's basically what happened. And I knew that that would happen. So I booked it for tomorrow, and on Wednesday I have to be in L.A., so I can't fucking go on it. Or I could go on half of it and fly out from Bermuda, because it's leaving from Baltimore. So basically, there's two other people on the list that are going, so I had to cancel that. But now, if I can do it, I called to see if I could simply just change the other names. Like, if I'm already paying for it, why can't I be like, all right, well, Chad was coming with me, but now he can't go, so why can't it be Ryan G? Like, yeah. You can't switch information. It's like, why not? Like,
it's like an airline.
They're going to stay in my room. They're going to sit in the same spot where Chad was going to sit, but now it's only going to be Ryan. Like, who
the airline
who's
does
know,
that, too.
Who's going to know and who's going to care? And, you know, they have their stupid little rules, but then I'm like, okay, well, if they're not going and I tell you that that's a fact, well, why can he buy a new ticket? Like, Yeah, but you have to buy like a whole new thing. It's like, so basically there's going to be two meals sitting there of people that aren't going to be there. And now I have to pay for a whole new one?
Probably not. No, they'll rent it out.
Well, I'll be
it's
like,
just contractually.
Well, I'll be like, well, the seat's already been paid for, so I want two empty seats and I want two empty plates. I want two full plates sitting in the two empty seats. How about that?
Tell them you have a radio show and you're going to talk about how you don't enjoy Royal Caribbean's business practices.
You know what I mean? Like if I paid for two empty seats because they can't go anymore, yeah, then I want two full plates sitting there.
Send them a copy of this radio show.
Yeah. It just doesn't make sense. You know, and now, like, now if he has to buy a whole new ticket, he's already staying in my room, so now he has to buy all of his meals again. It just doesn't add up.
Did you get your money back?
No, you can't refund that
shit.
You
have to go through a travel agent, dude.
Because some things you can have, like a travel insurance thing. If you get sick or whatever, you gotta leave it. You can't make the trip. They'll refund your money, but you have to pay extra.
If you would have went to a travel agent, they would have had like a deal where they could replace the fucking fee for them or whatnot.
If I bought non-refundable tickets to every flight that I've been on, like I would be in the hole definitely $1 million by now, because I pretty much switch every single flight that I go on. Like anytime I'm in LA, you know, if Chad shows up or something, it's like, all right, well, I have a 6 o'clock flight. I'll just get one for tomorrow morning, you know, and then I switch it. And it's free because it's a first class seat or whatever.
Dude,
but if I had a non-refundable thing, I'm like, hey, I want to switch this. Like, you can't do it. It's like, then I just ate a grand.
Me and Louie were in Vegas with you, and you were leaving a day before us. An hour after you leave, I get a phone call from you. I'm like, how's he fucking calling from the plane? I'm like, where are you? I'm at the lobby bar. I didn't feel like leaving.
It's pretty much every flight that I go on. I'm never on the proper flight that I'm supposed to be on.
I know you call me up a lot when you're in Cali, and you're like, find me a flight 6 in the morning. I'm like, dude, it's going to cost you a lot of money. I don't care.
Just because I love spur of the moment. Yeah. Like, for instance, like Javier Hidalgo, who owns Air Europa, he called me and said that he's going to be in L.A., and then he's going to Coachella, and he has a big rented mansion that he wants me to come stay to. Oh, so that sounds like a fun opportunity, but he gave me 3 motherfucking days notice.
Oh.
You know what I mean? But it's worth it.
Don't you have like a credit card that gives you miles and stuff?
Yeah, but still, I mean, it's still expensive.
Yeah, because you can always upgrade. I'm sure you have a lot of miles.
I mean, usually whenever I fly from Philly to L.A., it's always Paramount paying for it because it's...
Okay.
But I mean, like, if I'm simply going to Coachella. Hey, Paramount, can you pay me to go to Coachella? Last time I checked, fuck no. Yeah.
Well, dude, if he wants to upgrade, all I have to do is fuck a stewardess. Flight attendant.
He actually, that's true. I was on a flight, and it was fully booked or whatever, and so I'm right behind the first class thing, and I'm just sitting there, and some lady comes up. She's like, we have a mutual friend. I'm like, really? Who? She's like, Red Mohawk. I'm like, yeah, I just saw him like a week ago. He's always over at my house. She's like, come up to first class, sweetie. You know, and then I call him up, and I'm like, some girl, Karen, says that we're mutual friends. He's like, oh, yeah, I fucked her. So because he banged out a stewardess, that got me bumped up.
That's so funny.
That worked out.
But you're mostly in first class all the time, though.
Yeah, but I mean, there's times when it's booked or last minute or whatever, you know, then no, but I mean, I have so many miles on US Air and United that, you know, I'm like the Star Alliance premium executive member.
We just set up for the US Airways thing to get miles.
Is that what you do once you're married?
I guess.
Dude, I'm on like 2 flights from Philly to LA and back from LA to Philly like a week almost.
Yeah, I know. You fly like, a lot.
So many miles, it's insane.
You could probably fly a family back and forth.
I could probably, if I wanted to use up all my mileage now, I could probably fly completely around the world first class,
yeah.
And like stop in like fucking Kandahar and then fucking Bogota and then goddamn Kathmandu and then Ulaanbaatar.
go hiking.
Make a pit stop in Sapporo, Japan, then Alaska and then Salt Lake and then Detroit and then home.
God, that's some Kathmandu.
And Cleveland's going to be bummed. You said Alaska and he's not here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, where is that dude?
He decided to drink in town.
Is that what he decided with who?
Some friend, Sean.
I don't know a Sean.
I'm calling bullshit.
Is does Sean have tits and her name's Tara?
It's gonna be old man.
It's my buddy Sean. Does Sean have tits and is her name Tara? Well, I mean, Tara is here. I mean, but
the guy sitting next to us, well, actually, he's in the booth behind us. His name's Sean.
Yeah, so I wouldn't doubt it.
Unreal.
So Novak's in new trouble.
What up?
New trouble.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He they reopened his case when he got caught with pills in Baltimore with his buddy Tim, and they wanted Tim to testify against him, but he won't do it. But even so, they're still reopening the case. So not only is he in jail, solitary confinement till fucking December.
Why now, solitary confinement?
Because they want to be dicks.
Is he acting out? I mean, isn't that for violent people?
No, yeah, but they want to fuck with him because he was fucking with them by talking shit on the radio about it.
Right. I understand how they have the authority to keep him in there just because of radio hearsay.
They don't really have the authority to do that, but his court date isn't till like a certain date. So like if it's not for a month and a half from now, then he's still fucked anyway. If he goes to court and says, I'm in solitary confinement because of having hot piss, like, yeah, I'm in there with murderers and rapists and shit, you know, then they could be like, yeah, that's not right. But he already did it, so now they'll put him in regular jail. But, I mean, they know that his court date isn't going to be for at least a month and a half, so he's going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know? They're just fucking with him.
Just fucked all, every way.
Looks like everything's catching up on him now.
Oh, God.
Is he allowed visitors at this moment?
He could have visitors, yeah.
He only has
have
so many.
Have you seen him yet?
You have to be
once.
On a list.
But they even fucked with him on that. He
looks
definitely
sober?
Yeah, he has to be.
I mean, does he look...
Yeah.
Different?
He has a beard like Ryan Dunn.
Really?
Yeah, because they won't let him cut his hair.
Can you take a picture of him?
No.
You can't?
Nope. But, I mean, he put my name on the list, and they saw that I was going to come in, and they didn't submit it or whatever. So the first time I went, I wasn't allowed in. Then the next week, I finally was able to get in. But, man, just, like, the rules is so ridiculous. Like, so you have to take off all your rings, you have to take out your nose ring, you know, man. And like I'm sitting there in the bathroom with fucking pliers with like three cops helping me try to get it out. I'm like, it's not coming out. So they let that slide, and then they asked if I had boxers on, and I'm like,
boxers?
Well, no, but well, you have to have boxers. So luckily I had a pair in the trunk, so I went and got that. But I was like, I never asked, but I wanted to ask, like, why do you need to have boxers? Like, wouldn't the least amount of clothes that you have on, the better it would be for them? That way, it's the least amount of clothes that you could hide shit to give to them.
You had no underwear.
Maybe
yeah, but I had some in the trunk, so I had to go.
But maybe the reason is they'd think it was easier to get something out of your asshole.
That's what I said the other day. Mm.
It's harder to get it out of your asshole if you're wearing underwear.
Well, you know, I mean, we don't want you walking in seeing all these, like, you know, thug jailbirds and stuff. We don't want you shitting yourself. I mean, if you shit in your $100 pair of jeans as opposed to a $7.99 pair of boxers, you know, you could just throw away $7.99. We're just trying to help you out. Do you want to ruin a $100 pair of jeans? Like, what's their logic?
But how can you can shit through boxers, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to think of why. I guess that's why it might be harder to grab something out of your ass.
Gee, are you really contemplating jiggling shit?
I don't know.
So you could just, you know, you just jiggle it out.
I don't think you have to shit it out. Like, you can just go get it.
When I, yeah, you gotta bend over and stuff when you go to jail. Shit sucks.
You know, you've been in jail.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, when they locked me up, I had to bend over.
What are you in?
Cough.
For? Parking ticket.
Speeding.
Speeding tickets.
No, I just never paid. I crossed a double line and never paid the fine, and I never went to court for 10 years and caught up to me because I kept trying to.
Weren't they making tea out of like batteries and shit?
Oh God, yeah, they're making tea in the cell block I was in. To boil the water, they stick like they plug something into a wall, like, you know, like a cord to a TV, but they cut the cord off where the wires hang out, and they just put it in like a bag of water. And the electrical current goes through and it starts boiling it. And then they'll put their, like, soup in it, in a bag, and put it on top of the electrical current.
Why can't they just have a microwave in there?
Yeah.
Why
I don't
not?
Get it. Yeah, it makes. They're called stingers, I think.
Not to mention, like they save up bags and bags of rotted fruit and they let it ferment.
Yeah,
and then it turns into alcohol.
Yeah.
God, it tastes like the shittiest alcohol ever. And, like, I heard that you get... It's so gnarly from the rotted fruit that you could get, yeah, like, tuberculosis and shit.
Well, there dudes were hiding in the corner smoking... it looked like cigarettes, but it was actually tea bags. And you roll it up into a joint. And they're smoking tea. It gives them a buzz or a high.
Tea?
Yeah.
You can smoke banana peels.
Yeah.
Does that work?
It's really weird.
I don't know. What does
it do?
I've heard it.
No, it doesn't work.
Chad tried it last week.
No, it was like when I was like 11.
Well, I mean, you could technically smoke anything. You could smoke a fucking newspaper if you want.
Yeah.
Well, dude, you had Novak and
high. Probably wouldn't
Jenko.
Do anything except give you a sore throat.
That's a dude. It's like tea just gives you a high, man.
I remember when I had Novak Hump Jankum for $500.
Yes.
Jesus.
If you don't know what Jankum is, ladies and gentlemen, Jankum. It's when you take something like a Gatorade bottle. And you piss and shit in it, then you close it up, put it in the microwave for 3 minutes, and then you no, you don't close it up. You put a condom on top of it and let it all balloon up into a big balloon.
Yeah.
Then you take the balloon and huff the shit piss air, and you're supposed to get
other people's shit. Right.
He did it, and he's like, it kind of feels like nitrous or something, but it gives you a way more minging ass headache.
Dude, I have the photos of that. That's a lofty.
Who would do
that?
Like,
that was on Thousand Ways to Die.
It was
Spike.
Today.
Yeah.
The rock star was in Utah and couldn't find any drugs.
Yeah, there was a rock star on a tour bus who couldn't find drugs, so he started doing Jankum and then died from the Jankum fumes.
Well, that's what he fucking gets.
Right.
They showed the dude, like, with his head. He ran out of his own shit. So he ended up going into a fucking porta-john and sticking his head in the fucking
That's
toilet.
That's fucking
thing.
Insane.
Oh, and he passed out in there?
Fuck, I'm out of drugs and I'm out of booze. What am I going to do?
Like,
let me just fucking shit and piss in this Gatorade thing, and then I'll put a balloon on top of it, and then I'll start huffing that and see if that works.
I don't know what's worse, that or Ozzy Osbourne sniffing ants.
I think
Jankum. Way worse.
Way worse. Yeah. Ants is probably, he probably just did that to be funny,
yeah.
But like, if you're fresh out of drugs and the only thing you could come up with is to shit and piss into a Gatorade bottle and then huff the fumes,
and then you're dead.
That's crazy. Oh. Like you can't deal with being sober that bad that you want to huff shit and piss.
Well,
and then when you run out of your own shit, you go find someone else's.
Like, there's that whole news thing on YouTube where they're like, also known as butt hash.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
There's a new drug out there called Jankum, also known as butt hash.
Dude,
butt hash. Fucking butt hash.
Led you to making a painting.
Butt hash.
If Bam has a Jankum painting in his bathroom, we get to see it. Every time
it says thank him for the Jankum, and has
yeah,
a dude pissing and a dude shitting into a big bucket.
Thank him for the Jankum.
Thank him for the Jankum.
I came up with that.
It's all like an oil painting.
It's a good one. It's like Converse and shit.
I got this new Trouble Andrew CD that I want to play.
Ooh, wait, he has a new album out?
Yeah. Track 2.
Dude, let me download that. Is it on the internet?
I don't know.
Dubai?
He gave it to
iTunes?
Me when I was at South by Southwest. But it's dope. And then, so we're going to play Trouble Andrew right now. We come back. I want to hear this railroad story from Mohawk that just happened in Wilmington.
Newark.
In Newark, Delaware. Sounds pretty fucking funny. He was telling me a little bit, but I said save it for
the
radio.
You got to hear Jeremy Rogers, too.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, here we go. This is...
Common with it, dude. You know, these CD players are great.
Yeah, what's up with them
CDs,
shit? It's the brand
man.
New CD.
It's the digital
the
age.
CD player is not brand new. Doesn't matter.
It's as old as this radio room.
Can you put a cleaner thing in it or something? Spray canned air.
That's
it.
So 2001.
Dude, it just says error every time.
Error.
I wouldn't blame it on
Trouble Andrew. I see now that your wedding's done and over with, you finally got your iPad 2.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
iPad 2.
What does the iPad 2 offer that the first one doesn't?
It's faster. It's got a camera. It's thinner.
It's got the sweet little case thing.
It's got a little cool case that you can
doesn't
get
have a video
it.
Camera?
Motherfucker, yeah. Morning of his wedding, I'm in the hotel room with him, and he's on Craigslist. I'm like, dude, so you nervous today? He's like, oh, no, I'm fine. Wait, well, what are you doing? He's like, I'm on Craigslist trying to get an iPad 2.
It's your day, your goddamn wedding, and you're trying to get an iPad too.
Kim's I was their minister, like I was their reverend, and Kim's walking down the fucking aisle, and G has his iPhone out taking photos, twittering about it.
Not shooting photos of her walking down the aisle.
Yeah, wait a minute. That's right.
Yeah,
he's fucking taking photos of Kim walking down, going on Facebook, posting it. Like, you're supposed to be sitting there.
This is the happiest day of your life.
Facebook. Kind of check it out. There's Kim walking down the aisle as we speak. Like, you should be sitting there paying attention.
Getting married right now. Just said I do. She just did too.
I'm like, wait,
I'm married.
Hold on. Wait, I do. I messed up like, too.
When we went in Madrid to present an award at the EMAs, like, it was me and Knoxville talking, but the whole Jackass crew was around us. Danger Aaron is on the stage, live on TV, taking photos of the crowd and, like, tweeting about it. Dude. Like, live on, when we're presenting an award and he's taking photos live on TV and then tweeting about it as he's up on the stage.
Does it surprise you he hid behind a chain link fence?
Yeah, to try to punch me with a boxing glove. He hid behind a chain link fucking fence.
No. It's the newest 3.5.
Oh, the one on Juiced.com?
Yeah, it's JOOST.com.
Go to BamMargera.com.
Which doesn't make sense to me. Why would they give portions of 3.5 away for free? Like,
things are done these days. Dude.
It doesn't, like, advertisement, I guess?
I think probably.
Every record we've done, they're like, and we have this cool idea. We'll just give it away for free for a week and let it stream in shitty quality so all the fans can hear it.
So then when they hear it in shitty quality, then when the album comes out, they'll be like, well, let's hear like the proper quality.
No,
now.
They don't care. They just don't like it immediately. And that's it.
Because it sounds like garbage.
Or they listen to it for a week and get bored of it. Or they download the fucking torrent of the shitty quality mix and think that's the album. Don't care anyway.
This is the Foo Fighters. They came out with a new album, but their album was streaming on their internet the whole time. And it's like
just
good
how you
quality.
Do it. You got to give it away for free, man.
So is Trouble Andrew working?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Track 2. Here we go. Radio Bam Shooters 28 Faction.
Now we're gonna see your pretty picture.
another one from Trouble Andrew.
Big time, I like it.
Big time, Bam likes it. What is it called?
Track three. It's called Reporters.
Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, don't do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam Faction. Wow.
And that was Trouble Andrew with Reporters.
Digging it.
Yeah.
Digging it.
New
digging
Trouble it, Andrew it. Album. Great. So, I just found out that CKY just got the main stage for the Download Festival with Def Leppard, The Darkness, System of a Down, Avenged Sevenfold, Linkin Park, Bullet for My Valentine.
There's Korn, Alice Cooper, Twisted Sister, Rob Zombie, The Cult, Danzig, Funeral for a Friend. Who's that?
Dude, that's gonna be a fucking raging ass party, I bet.
Yeah, man. CKY Download, we've had 8 years of trying to get on that festival, and we got ignored every year. This year, we got added to it. I think the fans had something to do with helping, so thank you, CKY Alliance. We're doing a couple other dates around the Download Festival. It's in June. That's at Donington, Castle Donington in the UK, in England. So we'll be doing a couple England shows.
Oh, how many shows total?
Three.
Three?
It's like one in Wales, one, I can't remember where the other one is, and then Download.
So when's the date on Download then?
I don't know. What does it say? 'Cause
it just says when tickets go on sale, April 15th.
Well, it's on the Download site. I don't know, man. When is Download? Download is a legendary festival. Like, it's England's premier rock and roll festival. It's like 80,000 people. And fucking Def Leppard dude and CKY, that to me is like totally cool. That's big time legend. For me and Darren.
And the Darkness is back.
And Jeff. We're all fans.
The Darkness was gone for a while.
We saw the singer come out when we saw Steel Panther once.
Remember? Yeah, I was there, remember?
Yeah.
And he had that, like, weird-ass looking mustache going on with, like, soccer gear on.
Yeah, yeah. Justin or something.
Justin, yeah. But, yeah, I guess him and his brother had a big fight, so Justin started a band called Hot Leg, and I guess nothing really happened with that.
Speaking of,
I guess after a while, you're just like, you realize that how big the Darkness was and how everybody's trying to do their own thing, and then they just go, all right, let's just fucking end this shit, be Clutch, friends, and bring Darkness back.
Clutch and Guar are playing it, too. Clutch and Guar are playing it.
Are playing Download?
Yeah.
It didn't say it on it.
I think it does. It says it up here.
It wasn't on the roster, though.
Yeah, yeah.
The roster.
It's just on a different stage. There's like three stages. People live there and stuff, you know. I mean, they stay 3 days. They buy the tickets like $200, I think.
Intent.
Oh, man.
People shower out there?
No, nothing.
Where do you shower at these festivals?
They have like camping showers.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's a big campground.
So I did Rocklahoma one year.
Shit there.
Rocklahoma?
5 days of 80s hair bands in the middle of Pryor, Oklahoma.
Like, who was playing?
Who was Lita Ford came back for that. L.A. Guns, Queensryche, like Faster Pussycat.
I wonder if bands get back together just to do that one show.
Probably.
Like Lita Ford. Like, it's not like she's touring or anything. If they offer her to do one show, like, what, do they get the band back together, practice for 2 months, play the show, and then that's it again? Maybe.
Dude,
I was walking through the campgrounds there, and this lady pulled her tits out. I was like, sweet, tits. And then she shot me in the face with breast milk.
Shut up.
No fucking lie. I look at the guy next to her, and he's just like, yep, that's my wife.
Were you reliving the heavy metal parking lot experience?
A little bit, yeah.
I was watching that today. I was just dying.
Heavy metal parking lot.
Yeah. We're showing it to our friend Kathy. She'd never seen it before.
It's like 10 minutes, isn't it?
It's about like 15, but it's the best 15 minutes ever. Look that up, heavy metal parking lot on YouTube.
So what's this railroad track story?
Dude, there's this, like, I'm living in Newark now with my buddy Chad here, and
not me.
Not you.
Where, Newark?
Newark, not
Delaware.
Not Newark.
Not Newark, New Jersey.
It's right where University of Delaware is. There's this bar at Deer Park that it's got to be the worst planning ever, because it's right next, like, you walk off the porch and you're on a railroad track. So this douchebag in like an 80-something Camaro with like faded-ass red paint comes driving the wrong way down the road, and it's like a little triangle of roads right there. Yells at two like hot college girls. Everybody in the porch is like, dude, you're going the wrong fucking way. Tries to make it look cool. Peels out, making a U-turn. Fishtails and makes a left turn like directly down the center of the fucking railroad track. Sparks start shooting up from the bottom of his car. He gets stuck, tries to put it in reverse.
He gets stuck on the fucking railroad.
On the fucking railroad track.
Is he wasted?
He had to be, dude. Like, how do you fucking make a left on
railroad
tracks?
Did he feel like
tracks?
A fucking idiot at this point, at least?
He had to, because there's an entire bar full of people outside on the porch heckling the living shit out of him.
Oh, my God.
As three cop cars pull up as he's trying to reverse down railroad tracks he's stuck on. Dude, that train kills like 5 people a year.
So, jeez. So what was the outcome?
He ended up in a fucking cop car, got taken away with his Camaro sitting on the fucking railroad tracks.
Well, how the hell did they get rid of the Camaro?
The tow truck, I guess.
In time for a train not to come?
I'm sure they could call Amtrak or something and be like, yo, some dumbass did it again. Yeah. Dude, the cops stopped a fucking truckload of Mexicans one time, and I guess none of them spoke English, and they stopped on the fucking tracks. And the cops, like, go forward, like, telling them to go, and a train comes and just annihilates the truck.
What?
Dude, some drunk dude wandered onto it one time and just literally, like, was like, dude, and wandered right in front of a train. A college kid was wearing his iPod and apparently didn't hear it coming. Dude, I lived across the street from it. It shakes the fucking earth.
Yeah.
Like, you know that train is coming.
How fast does it come through? Is it like a speed line train? Like a fast
it's
one?
It's like one of those big freight trains. It's Amtrak. Oh, yeah. It's right through the center of town.
It takes, those things take like miles to stop.
Like. Dude, I was like 10 years old one time. Marcus oh, Hook.
Statute of limitations is up on this, I guess.
I'm hanging out in Marcus Hook at the railroad tracks with, like, my cousins and shit.
Yeah.
I just decided to put, like, loads of rocks on the actual railroad line, yeah. And I did it for, like, a half a mile or whatever. Then when I was walking away, like, I was already, like, a half a mile away, almost home, and I hear the train come, and I just hear, like... Yeah. Apparently, the fucking train got derailed. No one got hurt or injured or anything, but, like... You know, they were trying to, like, find out the culprit who put all the rocks on there, and it was 10-year-old me being a fucking...
I did that when I was a kid, too.
Juvenile dick.
Did with pennies, put shopping, or whatever, shopping carts. My cousin
did. Well, pennies, you could put loads of them, and nothing will happen.
We did rocks
before. Sometimes it gets melted into the actual rail. Well,
the rocks that I put on, they just, like, turned to dust when the train went over it.
Well, you didn't do it for a half a mile. Now.
You do it for a fucking half a mile.
You're talking 10-year-old ADD Bam over here. It's just like, rock.
Man.
This rock's bigger than that one.
All right, let's see if we can play this this Cradle of Filth here.
Cradle of Filth.
I was in Cradle of Filth.
He was in Cradle of Filth.
This is the
he
side,
was in Cradle of Filth.
The side B of Nymphetamine.
He was in Cradle.
Soft white fur. It's fucking dope.
He was in Cradle of Filth.
Did you talk about your new tattoo?
Brother was Cradle of Filth.
My brother was in Cradle of Filth.
Last cold beer.
I did, right?
It might have fit in last week.
What track, dude?
Two.
Oh, got the problem again.
Here comes the problem again.
Trying to play Cradle of Filth.
Got that Cradle of Filth. Yeah.
Speaking of trains, I watched this train movie the other night with Denzel Washington.
Why?
You ever see it? It's like a runaway train. It's like so ridiculous. It's like
runaway
speed on a train.
Never
it's kind of like Speed 2.
Yeah.
Cruise control. So gay.
They're making another Fast and the Furious movie.
They're like up to 7 right now.
No, Fast 5.
Fast 5?
That's
it was
the
like...
fucking name of it.
And it's always them in it. Like,
and Scream 4 now.
That's all they're known for,
like,
is doing those.
How many times can they wind up in this situation again? Like, again, you're
what's
getting in trouble, and then money is getting laundered, and you have to race your way to go get it, and then you get sabotaged. It's the same fucking story, different town.
All the car boys love that shit.
Same story,
different
town.
Mr. Potato Head rebuilds a car.
Cradle of Filth.
Did you get it?
Yep.
Here we go. It's Soft White Fur, Radio Bay 620 Effects. We'll be right back.
doesn't look like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it up, faction.
So there's this new show on Spike called A Thousand Ways to Die.
It's not new.
Why haven't I heard of it?
I don't know. You watch fucking shitty TV all day long.
Yeah, maybe Spike's not in my little... See, I go from channel 120 all the way up to like 150.
That's not even HD.
It's all junk TV, like bait card shit. I know, and I have HD, but I'm
watching the non-HD channel.
I just know what I like, and it's that. I don't want to fucking find it
number,
all the way up into 1700.
Nah, I think it's like
add 500
something.
That's a waste.
If you add 500 to whatever channels. Show you're watching, you're on the HD channel.
Do you know how much garbage? 1700. Do you know how much garbage channels there are? Like,
bullshit.
There's an Invicta Watch channel. There's, like, a jewelry channel. There's, like, a gospel fucking
then
people ranting
channels.
And raving at the churches channel.
Yeah.
When I was in London years ago, Big Brother had an entire channel. 4 a.m., you could watch people sleep. Oh, he rolled over.
Why would you want to watch someone sleep?
I know. You have over 2,000 channels. I went through them all one day.
I want to know who watches the fucking real boring ones, like the what, like even QVC is fucking boring to me. But people watch
you
the shit
must.
Out
you're
of
missing Thousand Ways to Die.
Yeah, Thousand Ways to Die.
What are you
watching? So you tell me that there's this
this dude and his wife or his girlfriend or whatever were stealing bags off the baggage claim at the airport, and they stole one of a guy that was smuggling drugs, and he had, I guess they said it was liquid cocaine. They had to cook it down to crystals, whatever, and it was in a liquor bottle. So the dude was like, yeah, baby, we just got all this loot. And he takes a big-ass swig of it, and his heart explodes because they said from the liquid it was the equivalent of 3 ounces of coke he took in one shot.
Oh, my God.
So that's like a sandwich bag. Wow.
There was another dude who was like some African diamond warlord, and he was doing coke and gunpowder because they said that the gunpowder has nitroglycerin and it counteracts the chest pains of coke, but he didn't realize that he had all this diamond dust on the table and he snorted diamonds and it chopped up his insides and killed him.
Oh, because it's like glass.
Yeah, then they called that one Guns and Noses.
Jesus. What else? I want to know more.
Chad, you were watching at the same time today. What else was on there?
There was a slut in high school who was flirting with this chemist kid to get a good grade, and the chemist kid put together some type of concoction of shit that like burned her contacts in her eyes, and she went running out the room, and there's always a twist, and like you think she's gonna die from the chemicals, but she slips and falls on a waxed floor and then slides into the corner of the wall and breaks her neck backwards and just stays there with burnt eyes and
no
shit.
Way.
Yeah.
Oh no, there's another one. The stoner dudes made a bong that they could put flavor discs in. So like in the morning they want bacon and it showed them like putting bacon into the bong so it would taste like it.
So it'd be weed bacon?
Yeah. And they went to another stoner friend who had a homemade kiln and they put it in there to fire the pottery and the propane went out while they were all sitting around getting high. So they go and the dude just leans in to light it and it blows up in their face.
Jeez.
And kills them.
What about the one dude who had like a whole vial of like acid or something and it broke in his pocket so all the acid soaked into his leg.
Yeah,
and then he went bonkers and died or something.
I've heard different stories of that, like sheets of acid and it rained and it went onto his skin and
that would suck so bad. Just like 20 hits of acid. Ugh. All get like all at once. Like apparently I've never tried it, but if you take one it lasts 9 hours.
That's Jeremy Rogers. I think he swallowed 20 hits of.
Is that what happened?
Who is Jeremy Rogers?
Jeremy Rogers is
this really good skater, but he like retired, then he came back. Apparently he's like bonkers. Don't you have a clip
of him?
Was that
the dude that was gonna be a rapper?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he quit skateboarding for his rap career.
Yeah, but
Jay, what do you mean he went bonkers?
So now
he's just nuts.
So
man.
Wait, he posted something on his website?
On YouTube. It's like a new thing of him. It's called. He's just talking nonsense. I don't know if you
can
hear this.
Let's take a listen.
I got it playing right now.
The way I search for my reflection, you'd swear that it's perfection. Oh God. Bombs.
What the fuck?
You know who it is.
Oh shit.
Way to go, G.
I'm
way
to
sorry.
Go, G.
Like a fancy fucking iPad too.
Switch King. Your King. Yeremy Royas. Dun 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 dun. Jake Casanova.
What the fuck?
You smell me? You should smell me. It's $1 million cologne. And I bathe in it. Damn! Swag.
It was swag.
Put your girlfriend on the phone. Put your girlfriend on the phone. Give her the damn phone now. Now.
What?
I'm not gonna say it again.
You might.
I'm not gonna say it again.
Said that again.
He's talking into a camera right now.
What I really want to say is...
Why would he put it on the internet? Like, wouldn't he be super embarrassed?
That wasn't anything to say.
I need you.
Who's this to?
You complete me.
Who's this to?
I don't know. I just pulled out the Jerry Maguire.
Oh, my God.
Look at the dog in the background. It's so over it.
I'm just like, shit.
Just crying?
I don't know how to say this, but
clearly.
Will you wear my wedding ring? 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 Sorry.
What the fuck is going on?
Break out in a song.
I mean, this goes on for another few minutes. I don't know.
What are the people comment? What are the comments?
There's no comments on it. On this one, they're blocked.
It's just, there's something I want to tell you. I don't know how to say it.
How did you find this?
I should have told you right away.
Carrie showed me last night.
What did Carrie
say? I wanted to tell you from
the
start.
Like, this is so sad to watch.
I'm scared.
And he's like, you got to see this. And I watched it. I'm like, dude.
I'm scared too.
Pro skateboarder lost his mind basically just talking to a video camera.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, it keeps going on. You ever see his rap, the Casanova that? Dude, let me load this one up. Apparently, like, I heard through a good source that he, like, lives on couches right now, and he has a Bentley. No, an Aston Martin or something.
Yeah, Aston Martin.
And he rents it out to rapper dudes so they can take it to Vegas and stuff for the weekends. But he hasn't made payments on the car. The car payments are, I think,
so it's going to get repoed.
Yeah, but he's been hiding it from the repo people for, like, over a year or something.
Jesus.
And it's like $8,000 a month payments.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard from a very reliable source. So.
Very reliable.
Why would you pay $8,000 a month for a car?
Yeah.
It's like, if you can't buy the car at that time, then why dig yourself a fucking grave?
Yeah.
Because, like, if you can't afford it at that time, then you shouldn't have it.
Yeah. I don't.
I've never made payments on a car. If I could afford it, I buy it.
That's like what my dad kind of does too. He's like, if you can't afford it, don't buy it.
I mean, I guess if
you're in a little different situation.
But if you were going to get a car that you know, that you can't afford at the time, get something reasonable.
Yeah.
Get a goddamn Nissan Maxima or something.
Like he lives in
like why do you have to go get a fucking Aston Martin?
Yeah. Like, I heard he lives in an apartment and he has an Aston Martin. Like, I don't know.
Well, you just said he was surfing couches.
Allegedly.
Sorry. Right. Let's play a CKY song.
CKY is also touring with Volbeat.
Volbeat! They're fucking great.
I haven't seen them. But we're playing with Volbeat after we do some gig in Canada in Alberta, Grand Prairie on the 23rd. Track 5, Bam.
Chad's in Hi-Fi.
Is that what
Hi-Fi?
We're playing?
Hi-Fi.
Yeah.
Ooh. This is off the B-Sides and Rarities CD. CKY just put it out. There's a couple new songs on it. There's a couple really weird shit on it, and then everything was remastered, and there was all this...
Oh, Kim bought a copy.
...new shit. Thank you, Kim. And that's available on iTunes and in, like, stores, if you can find a store that sells CDs, though. Track 5. Chad's in Hi-Fi. This is a song that... We were playing around when we were doing Volume 1, and I took a run at the vocals, and we just... I guess you used it in the first CKY movie, right?
Yeah.
That's where... that's what I probably would have just been embarrassed and never played it to anybody, but here it is. CKY, Chad's in Hi-Fi. Right.
till light, termination five. People standing in the line, seen the film a million times. You can fight for a dime. Some lesson is for free. You spend your country on the side to be a chance of five.
Goodbye, guys. What? Say it again.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, that's good.
Later.
So, we're going to close out. He said, play another CKY song. So I'll do another one off the B-sides and rarity CD, new from CKY. CCKY at Download Festival on the main stage.
BamRadio.com.
And that one has Afterworld, right?
This CD does have the song Afterworld on it. We could play that.
Yeah.
We could play. I was going to play Deepest Depths, but. That's, I don't think that's ever been on this radio. Maybe we should. A weird one. No, fuck it. We'll play Afterworld. The video's coming out, and there's a TV show we did for it. Waiting for all types of shit for that, but it should be coming out, and the video's fucking cool. It's me and babes and shit and asses and titties. Yeah.
Couldn't have said it better.
All right, rock and roll, radio, bam, CKY, Afterworld.
Yeah.
Radio Bam.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction. Later.